What's that, Grace? What did you say?
We always miss the planet show.
We always miss the planet show at Blackrock Castle Observatory.
Yeah,
you
there.
Mean, yeah, last year we came here and we missed getting in, didn't we?
Yeah, we can't miss this year.
Well, do we want to join the big queue?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll go in the queue. Yeah, for the Star Dome. The show takes place every 30 minutes. So will we go in the queue? Okay, let's join the back of the queue. Are you sure?
No.
Well, look, folks, here I am back again a year later at Discovery 2010 this time. And once again, Blackrock Castle Observatory is star of the show. The number one most popular attraction here. And there are people queuing all the way back. My daughter has just decided that there's no way we're going to join the queue. I must admit to being a little bit relieved and disappointed, because Blackrock Castle Observatory is one of the stars of Cork.
Are you allowed to get a ruler?
Are you allowed to get a ruler? You are. Yes, I'm sure they'll give you a ruler. Ask the lady if you can have a ruler. Look, there. Have that one.
So someone just took a ruler without asking, so you can.
Okay. Have one then. Take the favourite colour you like. I'm looking here at the European Southern Observatory, reaching new heights in astronomy, created in 1962, ESO, European Southern Observatory.
Oh my God, look about the castle.
You got a book about the castle? Fantastic. We can even go there together. It's called The Space for Science. And it's a partnership. It's a partnership between Cork City Council and the Cork Institute of Technology. There you are, folks. It's got sponsors. The Evening Echo, Zenit Technology. And anyway, there's a whole load of events taking place between September and December there. And I'm looking here. What on earth is a sunspotter?
This is a sunspotter. So, you know how you can't look at the sun without damaging your eyes?
I should not look at the sun. Sure, I shouldn't.
Definitely not.
We don't get much to look at in this country.
But when it is out, you shouldn't look at it.
Yeah.
So if you do want to see an image of the sun, you do something like this. So what happens is the light comes in through that window, and there's a system of mirrors inside here, so it would hit off that one, then it would hit off that one, then it would hit off the one at the top, and it goes through this little lens here, and that makes an image of the sun on your piece of paper. So you have to focus it to get a proper image. So you see the stick here?
Yes.
It makes a nice long shadow here, so you want to move it up and down until that shadow gets nice and small and fits under the stick there. So there's also two holes here. So light's going to come in through those, and it's going to make two little dots, and you want to move those dots until they're in the centre of that circle there. After that's done, your sunspotter is completely focused, you have a perfect image of the sun, and you can see a couple of things in it. Like, one of the things you can see is you can see it move across the page, and that's just demonstrating that the Earth is rotating, because as the Earth rotates, it looks like the sun is moving, and so it moves on the page as well. You can also see sometimes...
But it might mean to me that the sun is moving and that I'm staying still.
Quite true, but...
How would I know?
How would I know?
No, I'm only teasing you. Don't mind me.
I don't actually know the answer to that.
I don't worry. Look, I'm only just being funny.
There is obviously an answer, but I don't know.
Yeah, well, there was a guy called Galileo who got into trouble about that at one stage a very long time ago.
Did not get on well.
Look, this contraption is remarkable.
That's very cool, but I mean, you see a sunspot on it. So
can I have one of these in my kitchen or in my house?
You could if it costs about €300, I think, though. I can't understand why, because there's just a lot of mirrors.
Yeah, but you'd need a lot of skill to put...